Welcome back to Vocal Point. This is Jerry Newcomb. And right now, our next guest is Donna Rice Hughes, who's an effective fighter against pornography. She heads up the group Enough is Enough. And there's a new campaign that she's going to tell us about. And Donna, welcome to the program.
Thank you. It's great to be with you again, Jerry.
Now, I know that you've been fighting against pornography for years for Enough is Enough, but some people may remember your name in reference to Gary Hart. And if you don't mind just saying that briefly about that, and then we'll get right into this campaign about McDonald's and Starbucks and open Wi-Fi.
Yes. Well, yes, a long time ago when I was living in South Florida, and was quite young, I ended up in the middle of that really big scandal, and it was a turning point in my life. It was a very difficult and challenging time, as you can imagine. But it was during those storms that God brought me back to himself. I had been a young believer and was very dedicated to following Christ through high school and college. And then my 20s were prodigal, and then it was that event that, you know, got me back on track with the Lord, and after years of saying no to all the offers that came along to capitalize on my notoriety, God eventually brought me in to work with this wonderful group, Enough is Enough, and we had the opportunity to put the issue of internet safety on the national platform to really let people know in the early 90s that this was a problem, that predators had access to our kids, and kids had access to all kinds of pornography online, including child pornography and hardcore illegal material. And so we've been at it now for 22 years.
Huh. Well, good for you. Now, child pornography is very illegal, I understand. And if somebody is caught and convicted and so forth, they are looking at hard time, correct?
Yes. The possession, the distribution, and the production of child pornography, which is actually the actual recording of child sexual abuse, mm-hmm. is a felony under federal law. And so, yes, it's a crime, and it's a big problem because the child pornography business is booming online, and our law enforcement is usually many steps away or steps behind, you know, the pedophiles and the child pornographers. So that's a big problem. So anyone who has open internet access can access a lot of this child pornography. And in addition to that, there's hardcore, extreme pornography that is also prosecutable. It's not child pornography. It's called obscenity under the law. And this includes any graphic sex acts being depicted, but then also the very deviant material like bestiality, anal sex, and rape and torture of women. And we now know, Jerry, that because there's a lot of peer-reviewed science on this, that this kind of material not only damages children, it's negatively impacting their emotions, their minds, even their sexual health. Many kids are getting hooked on this material, both boys and girls, at younger and younger ages, preteens and even younger than that. But we also know that this kind of material is fueling the sex trafficking industry. It is actually fueling violence against women. Just last year alone, 50% or 56% of divorces in the United States were caused by one of the spouses having a problem with internet pornography. So by and large, there is a big social cost to all of this pornography that's on the internet that is different than just the child pornography problem alone. So altogether, we are calling on corporate America, and in particular McDonald's and Starbucks, to filter child pornography and pornography from their public Wi-Fi services. Now, I've already been asked, why did we pick Starbucks and McDonald's? Well, it's because they led the way in the United Kingdom to do this very thing, and they are already filtering child pornography and pornography there and in other nations. So I wrote their CEOs a letter this year in April commending them for the great work they're doing in the UK, but I said, that's great, you're protecting children in the United Kingdom, but what about America's kids? Our children deserve the same protections, and would you please implement those same filtering technologies that you have implemented overseas? And I have not heard back from Starbucks, but we did hear back from McDonald's that they're looking into it. And the other thing, Jerry, is that Chick-fil-A and Panera Bread and Carl's Jr. restaurants and others are already doing this. So this is an easy thing for these companies to do. But we felt like we need to take this to the streets and let the American people know that this is a problem and get them to sign our petition that we're going to send to these CEOs and see if we can put a little fire under them.
All right, now, what would you say to those who say, oh, Donna, all you're doing is advocating censorship?
Well, this isn't about censorship, first of all. The material that we're talking about, by and large, is already prosecutable under our federal laws. But that said, censorship is about going back to the beginning and telling someone you can't say this and you can't do that and you can't post this and that.
And we should add that we're talking about the government when you're talking about censorship,
yeah,
right?
And you're talking about the government as well. You're exactly right. This is about corporate responsibility. Keep in mind, these companies are not internet companies. They're not in the business of internet, and they're certainly not in the business of pornography. So it is in their best interest, this family-friendly, wholesome companies that actually stand on those principles, to recognize, oh my goodness, and offering our patrons public Wi-Fi, which was a wonderful service, we need to make sure it's safe because there are kids there. And also, McDonald's across the country, there have been pedophiles going in to McDonald's restaurants and downloading child pornography and looking at child pornography, and other patrons just looking at the extreme adult material. And so this kind of thing shouldn't be happening in Starbucks or McDonald's. And we're just saying, look, we need you to step up and extend those family-friendly policies that you tout and extend that to your Wi-Fi policy, just like you've done overseas.
Now, you are trying to get some sort of petition going to get hopefully hundreds of thousands or thousands of petition signers to tell us about the campaign, and go ahead,
yes,
and give a website.
We have set up a website. It's friendlywifi.org, or you can type in pornfreewifi.org. Either one will get you there. And you can see the letters that we sent to the CEOs of Starbucks and McDonald's, but there's a petition there. And you go into the petition and you sign it. And we really need to get thousands of signatures. Our goal just in the next 60 days is 10,000 signatures, but we want to get that up to 100,000 because we want these CEOs to recognize that America cares about this issue. And so even though you may think I'm just one signature, we need your one signature. And we're also all over Facebook and Twitter, and you can grab ads that we've got. You can forward this to your friends. And we just need everybody a groundswell of support. Because here's the thing, Jerry. When McDonald's and Starbucks turns the corner on this and does the right thing, we're convinced that all these other public Wi-Fi services like Burger King, Taco Bell, you name them all, they will quickly follow in line, just like they did in the UK. So this is really key to get these leaders to do the right thing and to implement these filters here. And by the way, I think I said this already, but Chick-fil-A is already doing this.
And Panera Bread.
Mm-hmm.
You have a press release about this story, and you said, quote, he spent 12 to 15 hours per day at the McDonald's because of the free Wi-Fi. Tonight, a sex offender is arrested, caught using free internet in public to download child pornography. Detectives say the 25-year-old spent the past 2 years using the free Wi-Fi at the McDonald's. He worked on his computer and was a known regular of sorts in the children's play area at the restaurant. Am I making this up? I wish I wasn't. This is news out of California, and there are hundreds of stories just like it across the U.S. Wow.
That's right.
Hundreds?
Yes. If you just Google, in fact, we were surprised that there were as many as there are, but if you Google McDonald's and child pornography or pornography...
Well, you know what? I wouldn't recommend anybody Google with the word pornography in it, because you don't know what to,
if you put
Pandora's
McDonald's
box
first, you'll see those news stories. But
you're right.
You don't want to Google just pornography or child pornography. But if you even Google McDonald's news stories, pornography and child pornography, you'll start to see those stories pop up.
Sure. So you're not calling for any kind of boycott. All you're doing is saying, hey, look, McDonald's, there's lots of Wi-Fi users in your place. Please don't let them do something which is totally illegal, which is downloading child pornography. Hey, Starbucks, same thing.
And there's another thing, too, that we also outline in our press release, and that is the fact that for years, we have been working with parents, and we even created the Internet Safety 101 program to empower parents to use the parental controls. Now, so if just to say a parent has put parental controls on their kids' laptops or smartphones, all right, then they go into McDonald's. Those kids can just tap into the Wi-Fi service there and completely circumvent the parental controls.
Oh.
So there are multiple issues here. So think of it as layered responsibility. Parents, yes, they do need to be the first line of defense to protect their kids in the home.
Sure.
But once they get out and they go into these areas where there's public Wi-Fi, we need the corporations to step up and at least filter the illegal material like child pornography and the extreme prosecutable obscenity that's out there.
Where do you think most of this child pornography is coming from that through the Internet?
Everywhere. Here's the thing with the Internet. Anyone can be a creator of content, and certainly anyone can be a creator of child pornography, because what child pornography is, like I said, is the abuse of a child.
Yeah.
So any pedophile or predator who abuses a child, and this is very common now, they will then videotape that or take pictures of that abuse and post it and trade it around online. So it can come from any nation, from anywhere. But I will tell you, on the hardcore extreme material that I was talking about,
yes,
that the United States is one of the biggest producers of extreme hardcore pornography.
But
because our laws are not being enforced here. We have laws against it, and we haven't had any prosecutions under the Holder administration.
Yep.
And I just hope that our new attorney general will make it a priority.
Well, you know, I wouldn't hold my breath. I mean, who's going to appoint him? But President Obama. You know, it's interesting. Didn't Holder used to be affiliated in some ways with the ACLU? And the ACLU has a position that, look, once child pornography is produced, and it shouldn't be produced, they say, but once it's produced, then free speech demands, the First Amendment supposedly demands, that we should be allowed to have it distributed.
That's exactly right, and we actually, they have that in their policy, and we have that policy on our website.
It's reprehensible.
It is reprehensible. They agree that child abuse is a crime, and you should go after the person that is abusing that child and sexually abusing that child and even creating the material. But once it's created, like you said, it then becomes, quote-unquote, speech and should be protected, and that is absolutely absurd. And that you and I both know that our founding fathers would roll over in their graves if they knew.
Oh, yeah, and that same organization goes after any kind of Christian expression in the public arena as if that's what the First Amendment demands. So it's just incredible. Incredible.
Yeah.
Okay, so go ahead. We have half a minute left. Go ahead and give the commercial for where people can join the campaign.
Yes, please. Go to friendlywifi.org, sign the petition, and like us on Facebook. If you're a Facebook social media person, we've got ads. You can share this. You can spread it around your social networks. Get other people to sign the petition. Every mom and dad out there, tell five other moms and dads, and do it soon. We really appreciate your support, and thank you so much, Jerry, for having us on.
Thank you. Again, Donna Rice Hughes, and that's friendlywifi.org. No dashes, correct?
No dashes.
All right. Thanks for being with us.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, all the best.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.